The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Steve Frank is the editor of California Political News and Views, and he joins us to look at some of the stories that made news in the week. Thank you so much for being with us. Good to have you on the program again.
Oh, Larry, always glad to be with you.
One of the stories was the announcement of George Papadopoulos to run, throw his hat into the race. Is it the 25th Congressional District?
Right, it is the 25th Congressional District.
And we have a little bit of the audio. He made that announcement early in the morning. You had to be up like really early to hear that because he did it on Fox and Friends.
Given that this is Thanksgiving week, I'm very thankful for the opportunity to announce my candidacy for California's 25th Congressional District. It's a district which the Republicans held for 26 years up until recently when Katie Hill, the now disgraced Congresswoman, recently resigned due to her unethical behavior, both in the halls of Congress and in the district that she represented. So, look, I live in California. I chose to make California. I'm speaking to you from Los Angeles today. And this is a state with tremendous potential. Unfortunately, the governing apparatus and the party in this state has driven it right into the ground. I've been living here for over a year and a half, and people every single day, when I go and talk around the districts, the state, the country, they tell me, we need a candidate to represent the community that has an America First agenda at heart, that supports the president, and if elected to Congress, would propose and enact legislation that would advance this agenda.
All right, that's part of his announcement. Steve, tell us about Papadopoulos.
Well, I should first alert your audience in full disclosure that I am an advisor to George. I had an opportunity to meet him about 3 weeks ago. We had a lengthy dinner together, and I was really impressed. I actually, Larry, live in the district, in the 25th Congressional District, and I had no intentions of getting involved. But this is a district that has three parts to it, the Antelope Valley, Santa Cruz Valley, and Simi Valley, none of which are really interested in the issues of the other. And so it's a very wide demographic district geographically, and it's a very homogenous district when it comes to the people here. We want better government. We don't want to have our legislators use their campaign donations and their congressional budgets to warm their beds, as Katie Hill did, nor do we want to have legislators that try to keep the president off the ballot and by voting for SB 27 or by supporting the impeachment, which is to nullify the 2016 elections. We want to have trade agreements, tax cuts, infrastructure programs, lower drug prices, and unfortunately the Nancy Pelosi Democrats have been unable to do that. They, in fact, prefer impeachment to policy. And so George comes along with a wide experience in finance, in trade agreements, in energy policy, all the things the public is going to find out about him. And he represents what this district needs, action, not politics.
All right. Now, Knight was on this program a week before, and he said he is going to run to try to reclaim his seat. And there's some others entering. Do we have any issue with, you know, divide and conquer? Too many Republicans could kind of mean that no Republican wins?
Well, yeah, that is always a possibility, and I won't speak about the other candidates in the race, like former Congressman Knight, who lost the seat to Katie Hill. They could speak for themselves. We know that his record, the record of the other candidates, and the record of George Papadopoulos and their views and values. It is time for fresh blood representing the Republican Party, the conservatives, and the people of the 25th District. And I had stayed out of this race for a long time. I had no particular interest, even though it was my district, to get involved. But when asked to sit down with George, I agreed to do that. And I found somebody who is really interested, aggressive, enthusiastic, and capable of being a representative of the people. Larry, I started in politics in 1960, so I've been doing this a long time. And I've been watching candidates from water district boards to president. I've worked on both and everything in between, both here in California and other states. And I was just prepared to sit back and just watch this go by. But when George got into the race, I recognized that he was a quality candidate.
All right. And with that, let's jump around to some other things. You mentioned a story that we need to briefly talk about, and that is a story we covered before having to do with Gavin Newsom and the legislature trying to make it that President Trump was going to have to disclose his taxes for 5 years or something to be on the ballot. That made it all the way up to the state Supreme Court, and they knocked it out of there, said, you know, Gavin Newsom's wrong, the legislature's wrong. You can't add things like that to it. We had constitutional professors on here who said it's ridiculous. You can't add things on to the, you know, qualifications in a particular state. That would just be ridiculous. And, of course, the Democrats didn't care about that, did they?
No, the Democrats in California go by the Barack Obama rule. If you don't like what I'm doing, sue me. And so Barack Obama created plenty of executive orders that were unconstitutional, and the courts had to knock down, but it took a long time to do. And Governor Newsom and the Democrats decided, even if it was unconstitutional, they would see if maybe they could sneak it past the Democrat-controlled Supreme Court. Now, the shock of it all was that the court was not divided on this question of constitutionality. They voted unanimously that this was unconstitutional, both the Republican members and the Democrat members of the Supreme Court, which shows how much the Democrats in California were truly trying to nullify an election and trying to put their finger on it and tell folks, we will tell you, just like the Chinese and the Russians tell their people who's allowed to run and who isn't. The Democrats acted like the Chinese and Russians.
Steve Frank, editor, California Political News and Views. Tell us about the story that you write about having to do with a Santa Ana distillery that operates under a special license and got busted for something that, well, technically another inspector had told them they should have been doing before. It's a wacky story. Explain this one.
Well, this is an example of how California regulations kill California jobs and businesses and causes investments to go elsewhere. There's a small distillery in Santa Ana. They serve hard out. They make hard alcohol, and as part of it, they have tasting rooms. Now, under the state law, a tasting room for hard alcohol can only give 1.5 ounces of a drink to the customers just to see what it tastes like. It's not a place to go to a bar and spend a few hours and kicking them back. And so the law is very clear. But if you want to get more than 1.5 and there's a private party, then you're allowed to serve more liquor to people in a private party at the distillery. So a couple of years ago, an investigator came in and was allowed more than he should have been given under the law. And he wrote that I should have been told that I should be part of a private party to get this. So we fast forward to a few weeks ago, and you have another agent come in to see if they're abiding by the law. And he goes into a private party. He gets his excess liquor, which is allowed under the private law exemption of the regulations. And they still find this place, and they're being forced to close for 25 days. And they're going to lose a lot of money. The employees are going to lose wages. and all because the distillery abided by what the rules were of the agency. And that's how crazy it is. Now they're going to have to go to court and see if they can work it out, and they'll never get their money back, and they're going to lose a great deal. And then the investors are saying, why do we invest in California?
Yeah. So one inspector tells them they need to do one thing. The one who comes along a couple years later says, why are you doing that? And says you can't do it that way. This is California. This is overregulated, overtaxed, burdened with lawsuits and litigation, and you wonder why anybody'd want to be here.
Well, the state of Texas, Governor Abbott, is undergoing a full review of all the state regulations and licensings in the state, and they're getting rid of hundreds of licenses. You don't have, in California, if you, Larry, if you decided to leave radio and decide to braid hairs, you need to have a state license to do it. In Texas, they've ended that state license. You could braid hairs. If you have customers, you do. If you don't, that's the free market. And so these regulations of 1.5 ounces versus private parties is all made up stuff. And why is it made up? Because you have to pay a special fee to get permits. And it's all about the money. The state wants the permit fees to run the state.
Well, and there's also the social engineering part of it. Have you looked into some of these cannabis laws, how they're doing social justice in giving preference to certain people over others? Have you seen that story?
Well, I've seen that. That's one of the great, great examples of the bigotry of the state of California. We are as racist as the KKK. They are telling cities and counties to give out dispensary permits and other marijuana-related permits based not on the quality of the people, their competency and capability of doing the work, their honesty, but based on their sexual orientation, their race or ethnicity. That has nothing to do with it. That is called racist, and the state of California reminds me in 2019 of Mississippi in 1950.
But they're doing it all under the guise of some sort of social justice, right?
Well, they use social justice. That's the buzzword for racism. Imagine the Mississippi in 1950 saying, we're keeping blacks from going to school with whites because of social justice.
All right, Steve Frank, if people want to read what you're doing and what you're up to, they can go to California Political News and Views and see it all there. You are the editor. Steve Frank, thank you so much.
Have a great day.